Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
One guy who was begging to be let into WA when he found out his beloved Melbourne Demons would be in the grand final against the Western Bulldogs is our newsreader, James. Welcome back.
Yes, good morning.
How long have you supported the D's for?
All my life. My whole mum's side of the family, we're all Demons. So, you don't have a choice when you're brought up as a Bradley or a Fennessy in this case.
Does that mean, like, on your dad's side it was a different club, or is it
just... No. So my dad's side, so he was Demons, but then everyone else was kind of followed whoever they wanted. But my entire mum's side of the family, and that, I think it all started with my nan. You know, she was like, right, we've got to sort this out.
clear the living room.
Exactly.
Let's have it out here.
Just got everyone red and blue, and now it's just crazy. I've got cousins and uncles down in Melbourne that are, you know, the crazy people you see on the news that are painting their garage doors
really?
Red and blue.
They're
actually
that
doing that. Yeah.
Because this is their first time in a grand final in what, 57?
First time in a grand final since 2000. So 21 years.
Yeah.
If we
first
win, it'll be 57 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as you can understand, Melbourne Demon fans are frothing over this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Unfortunately, though, they have moved the grand final to Perth, and it's made it very hard for people in Melbourne to try and get over there to support the Demons in their quest for AFL glory. There is one guy, though, James, called Phil De Winter.
Okay.
This bloke, like you, tragic when it comes to the D's. He's managed to get to Perth, though. Have a listen.
Just before lockdown, we got to Queensland, and we're living in Queensland for 6 or 8 weeks. And then towards the end of that period, I sort of got the feeling that Melbourne might make the granny and started working on Chloe and said, look, what do you think about 2 weeks in Darwin to get to the granny? And here we are in Perth.
So Chloe is Phil's wife. So weeks out, he started planting the seed of dragging her ass to Perth. And having to spend 2 weeks in hotel quarantine to do it.
Yes, yeah. Look, to be honest, I would have probably done the same thing if I didn't have a brand new baby and, had just taken a month off work as well. So I get it.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception, just like working on Ella while she's asleep, going into her dreams, plant just whispering to her, let's go to Perth.
Implanting dreams. Yeah, why not?
Chloe, though, like you said, had no choice.
Mm.
Obviously, Ella, your wife, does she support the Demons?
By default, yes.
Okay, right.
She hasn't got a choice for the harmony of the marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Phil's wife, Chloe, does. Like when they were on Weekend Today talking about this, she was there in the red and blue.
Yeah.
Wasn't by choice, though.
I'm not going to stand here and pretend that I chose this outfit voluntarily for national TV. It was a condition of our marriage that I converted and started to go for the D's. And I'm definitely all in. I never thought it would take me on this wild journey, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I think it sounds like it was worked into the wedding vows almost. It was like, in sickness and in health until a grand final do us part.
You definitely, as a Melbourne supporter, you put that in the T's and C's of the certificate that you sign on the day of the wedding.
The celebrant mentions it.
Yeah.
Well, look, Phil's over there, and we felt pretty bad for you not being able to go over, James. So we've actually passed a hat around the office, and we've managed to scrape together the money to get you tickets to the meat raffle at the Commercial Hotel. You'll be able to go there and watch the grand final on the TV. So enjoy.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, guys.
No worries.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Seen so many statistics the last 12 to 18 months of just how much the streaming services have grown in revenue because of lockdowns and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like you got your Netflix and Stans. Now there's like, they were the two original ones for me in Australia. Then the rest just like took off. And now if you were to pay for every single one and not be scabbing, you know, logins off your other family members that are paying for it, you'd be bankrupt every week.
Oh, for sure you'd be broke. They just keep adding that. What is it, Paramount Plus? Yep. In the ads for this new one. I'm like, it's just not sustainable.
Absolutely.
Just waiting for Disney to buy all of them.
Yeah.
And put them all under the one umbrella so I can pay for one subscription.
Yeah, so they've been big, the streaming services, for quite a few years now, but people have gotten back to the basics at times when it comes to being stuck in lockdown, like board games.
Oh, yeah.
People have gone back to the old board games.
Love board games.
Yeah, but rather than paying, like, you know, like you go down the road, all right, let's get a board game, $20 for this one, $20 for this one, sort of adds up. it was good to see a story of an Aussie by the name of Shane Yeend, who basically has started up a service called GameStar. This thing's only a couple of weeks of being off the ground, but what it is, it's a subscription service like a Netflix and that sort of stuff, but for board games.
So it's online.
So it's basically, yeah, it's online.
Okay.
And it'll have like interactive like sort of game hosts and things like that on there as well. So you can play with your family online with a small fee, like a script.
Sort of remotely.
Yeah.
Which is good for people that might be separated by state borders or something during the lockdown, all that type of thing. That's great. And I suppose it has all the same features as a regular face-to-face board game, like, you know, you can press the button to roll dice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing Monopoly, you can press the button to flip the board and storm off in a half. Yeah.
We've come a long way since that game, what was it, Nightmare and Atmosphere, where you put the VHS in and the gatekeeper would be yelling at you for stuff.
Yeah,
all sorts of games, you know, like Family Feud, Twister, that sort of stuff as well.
Twister, how do you play Twister online?
Easy. You probably have to, I don't know. You'd still have to have the mat, but I'm guessing maybe the thing that flicks for the color and stuff would be on the TV or something.
Sure, okay.
But supposedly, yeah, it says Twister on it as well. I'm excited to see
Twister by yourself on a mat.
Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised to see how that one's going to pan out as well. Anyway, but yeah, for a small fee, you can do basically this. He's raised more than $2.7 million on WebFunder, which is like a crowdfunding sort of website. So, a very good idea. It was basically close to getting fully off the ground, and then COVID hit. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out well for him there, but they reckon it's going to be on the shelves and things or available before Christmas, supposedly.
On shelves?
It's a saying, on shelves, out on shelves.
You know, like on the Play Store?
Yeah,
okay.
Available, on shelves.
You're confusing me more now.
Basically, he raised $2.7 million so far.
So Twister's on a shelf or Twister's just on the...
The bookcase? Can I say the bookcase? That's where you keep your games, isn't it? But he's actually got some high-profile people getting involved in, like, sort of investing in this as well. I was actually quite surprised. One of the people that has invested heavily in this company is actually...
One of the Parker brothers?
No, not the Parker brothers. Is US comedian and Family Feud host Steve Harvey.
Ah, the guy that stuffs up announcing the winner of Miss Universe all the time.
So maybe he's like hard up and he's looking for a gig or something like that because, you know, he's host of Family Feud. And let's be honest, it will turn to a Family Feud if he's on the TV, if he's the interactive host as well, especially when it comes to sections like geography. We all know he gets Colombia and Philippines mixed up quite a bit.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Last week we were talking about down in Marimbula and Eden and Bermagui, there's been a bunch of like painted up rocks found.
Yeah.
They've kind of been dubbed kindness rocks. They, you know, have nice little patterns and designs that local kids have painted on there. And then underneath there's usually some sort of inspirational message.
Yeah, not to be confused with neighbourly dispute rocks, which usually end up over your fence and they haven't got nice messages on the back.
Yeah, or those brown rocks you find at the dog park. Don't pick those
ones up,
kids.
Don't pick them up, yeah.
They're nothing inspirational in that at all. But yeah, great little activity, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of kids here on the far south coast probably doing that over the school holidays. In Orange, though, to try and combat the lockdown blues, you know, the kids have been doing sort of walks. You know, mum and dads have been taking the kids out to do a bit of exercise, walk around the neighbourhood, and they've enlisted the help of children's book character Wally from the Where's Wally books.
Oh, this guy's a legend. I always be my mind. It's like, how does he just keep disappearing all the time? Has no one put a bell on him or an ankle bracelet? Like, where is he?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he does have an ankle bracelet, you kind of question.
You go, oh.
What's Wally been up to? That's where they found Wally. Yeah. Maybe Wally should be in prison. Maybe that's where we should find him if he's wearing an ankle bracelet. But people have been putting up posters of Wally around the streets of Orange, and then the kids have been going out and trying to spot him. And
that's cool.
It's kind of like, you remember when that Pokemon Go app was the rage for a while, and kids were out there with their phones trying to find local like Pokemon in the area? It's like that, but with Wally posters.
And that's good, because you can't confuse them with St. George Illawarra fans, because we've been in hiding for 6 weeks or so. You're not going to see someone on the street and go, oh, there he is. Like, no, not around.
That is true. So, 8-year-old Elise and 5-year-old George Ede, they appeared on the Today Show over the weekend with their mum, Leslie. And they were talking about how fun it was to go out and find these Where's Wally posters. This is like 5-year-old George explaining how it all works.
When we seen him on, like, the posters, you know, so there's Wally, and then we parked next to it and there was a Wally.
That's pretty good.
I love 5-year-olds, how they just like
just
break things
how,
down
yep.
to the basics. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I saw another poster and I said to Dad, there's Wally. And Dad said, no, that has a Crime Stoppers number on it. That's not Wally. Oh, yeah. We're not posing for a selfie with that one. So, yeah, little George, he's very excited. There's one particular poster of Wally that he loves, and I just love how he just does not give a flying you-know-what about time constraints when it comes to live television. Okay. Listen to him explain his favourite Wally.
So what do? You find Wally and then you take a little selfie, is that right? And then you put it on your Facebook or your Instagram?
On the, Wally on the toilet.
George's favourite Wally is the one his square is sitting on the toilet.
Oh, yes.
It's like, oh, that okay. wasn't even the question, George. He's like, oh, I just want to tell you about Wally on the toilet. That one's my favourite. So, yeah, the idea is to put the posters up, post for a selfie with them afterwards. So maybe we'll see kids around these this region
sounds pretty cool.
Start doing that. It'd be something to do over the school holidays. 8-year-old Elise, though, she explained how much fun it was, like seeing her mates put their photos up on the internet of them finding the Wally posters.
I just sneak on my mum's phone and look at her Facebook and I say, all my friend, and I just say, look so fun and look like they're having a great time. So
yeah, it's pretty good. Although, be careful. If you do let the kids use your phone, mums and dads, because if you've got certain pics on there, the kids might end up playing Where's Willy? And that's a game you don't want them playing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.